Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join our kids pastor, Rhonda McMahon, for an encouraging message.
Thank you for listening today on the weekday podcast. What joy is found in the Word of God? In an ever-changing world, pace, and culture, God's Word is constant. It's never changing. It's trustworthy. You don't have to wonder if it will lead you the wrong way. It never will. Summer break is coming to an end, and next week's schedules will go back to bedtime routines, homework sessions, and after-school practices. If you are a routine-oriented person, you love this time of year. If you enjoy a laid-back schedule, no agenda, and spontaneity, this time of year is much harder for you. Either way, for many of you with children, students, and grandchildren, your days will look a little different. As you begin again, another school year, another job opportunity, another role of serving, another new thing, remember, you don't do any of it alone. I want to challenge you today as I read from God's Word to remember a few things. One, the promises of God. Two, the provision of God. And three, the faithfulness of God. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, Moses has just come down from receiving the Ten Commandments. God told Moses to be careful to do what the Lord commanded and to walk in all the way the Lord your God has commanded you so that you may live and prosper and prolong your days in the land that you will possess. And then it goes on to talk about your children, their children. You will enjoy a long life. It will go well with you. You will increase greatly. So many of God's promises are attached to this commandment. Verses 7 through 9, command the people, impress them on your children or repeat them to your children when you sit at home, when you walk along the road, when you lie down, when you get up, all the time, basically. And then the next section in verses 8 and 9 go in to talk about tie them as symbols on your hands, bind them on your foreheads, write them on the door frames of your houses and your gates. Why do you think there is an emphasis here on remembering? I think it's because God knew we would forget. Be careful that you don't forget the Lord. Verse 20 in Deuteronomy 6 talks about when your son asks you in the future, what is the meaning of the decrees the Lord has commanded you? You tell him, we were slaves, but the Lord brought us out. See, that's talking about God's provision. And then what I love is chapter 7 of Deuteronomy, verse 9. This is what it says. Know, therefore, that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commands. God is faithful. He is faithful. It's his faithfulness. It's his character. He's faithful to keep his covenant. We are to love him and keep his commands. Man, that's good news, parents, grandparents, those who influence children. God is faithful to do what he says he will do. We are to love him and keep his commands and teach them to our children. So I have a challenge for you as the school year begins and you're back in the car and you're doing the back-to-school routines. Over the next week, I'm going to give you a car challenge. Four things that I would like for you to consider as you ride in the car. Number one, start your day with a grateful heart. Ask your children what they're grateful for today. Number two, think about the things of God. Talk about them. Talk about God's character, who he is. See, that's what this passage is talking about. Don't forget the Lord. So start your day with a grateful heart. Ask your child what they're grateful for today. And number two, think about the things of God. Don't forget the Lord. Talk about his character. Number three, ask your child, who can we pray for today? And number four, share a but the Lord story with your children. Well, what do I mean by that? When you have seen the Lord work in your life, just like when the son asks in the future, what is the meaning of the decrees? The Lord has commanded you, tell him. The answer is, we were slaves, but the Lord brought us out. Share with your children a but the Lord story. If it were not for the Lord, I would not be here. So over the next week, that's what I challenge you to do. Start your day with a grateful heart. Think about the things of God. Ask your child, who can we pray for today? And then share a but the Lord story with your child. I'm praying for you, parents, students, and children, to remember God's promises, his provision, and his faithfulness to us.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.